I tell you what, crappie are one of the top tasting fish in the world. I put it right there with walleye, with flounder, and that's some pretty, that's eating high on the fish when you're talking about those kind of fish. But Seth, you know, crappie are a neutral flavored fish. People that say they don't like fishy tasting fish, they usually love crappie, don't they?
Crappie, from a Texas standpoint, what we call it, doesn't have any wang to it. Mm-hmm. It is a very natural tasting. It's not, it doesn't have that fishy wang to it. It is a very natural tasting fish, and it's delicious.
White snow white fillets.
Snow white. You're right about that.
What's your favorite way to cook crappie, Seth? I know you're like me. You're an old native East Texan, and you grew up eating crappie. But what's your? You have a favorite way you like them?
My favorite way is probably not the most healthy way, but my absolute favorite way is get a stick of butter, melt it, put you four or five of fillets, season them up however you want to season them, wrap them up in some tinfoil, and throw them on the grill.
Oh, man, just put them on a gas grill or just put them on some flame somewhere outside, right?
That's it. And give it about 7 minutes. You know, you don't turn them. You don't do anything. You just let them cook in that butter and that seasoning. And when you pop that tin foil open, you ain't going to wait for them to come off the flames because it smells great.
They will be devoured. And, of course, another probably not the most healthy, but, you know, the best eating, in my one of my favorites, is just a good, crispy, you can take some crappie fillets, and if you have the time to do it, and get some buttermilk and put some Louisiana hot sauce in there, you know, quite a bit of the hot sauce in the buttermilk.
And y'all are making me hungry.
Yeah, we might have to shut our show down and all of us go over to the bank and build a fire. But you put the Louisiana hot sauce and the buttermilk and then dip them in there. And then I like to use all kind of cornmeal, you know, batters that you can buy. But you can take half cornmeal and half flour mixture, dip them in there and put them in some hot grease. I tell you,
yeah, deep fry them, and I'm telling you, there's nothing better. There's really nothing better. Like you said, it's on the upper end of the fish rung for eating.
No doubt about it. And you know, Seth, last week we went into a lot of detail on how you're catching them right now, and I would like to reiterate that summer right now, this period of time we're in right now, is primo for catching numbers of crappie. The fillets keep well. I used to freeze crappie fillets in water, you know, but I'd take up a big spot on my freezer, you know, for the milk jugs and all.
Right.
But I started using any way that you can remove the air from them, vacuum seal them will work. But I found some little bags called Zip Vacs, and it had come with a little hand pump, and you can put six or eight crappie fillets in a quart size Zip Vac. And pull a vacuum with this little hand pump. And I've kept them in there for up to a year, Seth, and you know, defrost them. You know, I can't tell the difference.
Yeah, tastes like you caught them just that day.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's that. But you hit the nail on the head, removing the air. That is the key.
Another quick way that I like crappie or any other fish, it is blackened, and it takes just an instant to do it. I put some unsalted butter in the skillet first, you know, really truly blackening. You char the fish, but crappie
right.
is such a delicate flavored fish. I'll put some butter in there, then I'll just dust the fillets with Paul Prudhomme's. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
the best blackening seasoning I've ever found. It's called Redfish Magic. Put that in there, and you have really got some good eating, but I have yet to find a bad way, Seth, to cook crappie, you know?
The only way you can make them not taste good is overcook them.
Folks, our guest today is Seth Vanover. Seth guides down in Texas for crappie. Thank you very much for being with us, and I'll get you back again, and we'll talk. We might talk catfishing next time because it's getting that time, too, isn't it?
Ooh, yeah, that time is here.
Support for High Plains Outdoors comes from the following sponsors: the Dallas Safari Club, Sniper Hog Lights, Hoffpower Polaris, and Texas Motor Cars. Since 1972, the Dallas Safari Club has been the gathering point for hunters, conservationists, and wildlife enthusiasts. You can find out more about the Dallas Safari Club online at biggame.org. Sniper Hog Lights, maker of hunting lights for bows, crossbows, rifles, and shotguns. You can find them online at sniperhoglights.com. Hoffpower Polaris also supports High Plains Outdoors. Located in Goldwaith, Texas, Hoffpower Polaris offers a full line of Polaris off-road vehicles. Their website is hpolaris.com. And Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, a family-owned business for over 50 years specializing in online buying and selling of cars and trucks. Texas Motor Cars can give you a quote on the value of your vehicle using information and photos you upload. More information at texasmotorcars.com.